it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The events in the Middle East today, Israel's decision to attack Hamas leaders in Qatar. What does this do to negotiations? What does this do to the reports the last couple weeks that Jared Kushner is back in the mix, working with Tony Blair and proposing negotiations to Israel and Hamas, and that these folks who were targeted by Israel and Qatar were some of the top negotiators for Hamas and some of the top leaders? Israel is claiming success. Hamas is pushing back. Qatar is upset. Reports say that the U.S. was notified before and that the president had his main ally, Steve Witkoff, let Qatar leaders know just before the events. Colonel David Hunt is tremendous on stories like this, including one that is still unfolding right in front of our eyes. In the broadest sense, sir, what does this do to trying to end this war between Hamas and Israel?
Yeah, the largest monkey wrench you could find just got thrown in the middle of this. I got no problem killing terrorists. Hamas guys are very, very bad guys. Israel's going to kill them anywhere they can find them. However, you killed the head negotiator, which is who's also the head, the leader of the current living, probably dead, Hamas leader. Now you're going to deal with their tactical leader, who's the last one and second one alive, second most powerful guy alive, who's in Gaza. If you're Qatar, why would you want to host this anymore? I'm really glad we called them, you know, how many minutes or hours before the bomb. We've got a military, we've got a U.S. Army base right outside Doha. So you got 50 hostages, maybe 20 are still dead, 20 are dead. This throws a monkey wrench into any kind, hope for any kind of negotiation. And it only puts Netanyahu still in power, which is, I think, part of the reason this war has gone on as long as it has. There's very few people left to kill in Gaza. And the Israeli military is back in there now, attacking God knows what. And there aren't any more buildings to flatten. This is if you're concerned at all or interested at all about getting this war stopped, there are other ways of killing the head guys that were in Qatar.
Yeah.
It didn't require anybody to drop a bomb in the middle of Doha.
Well, and let's talk about Bibi Netanyahu, because I'm with you. I don't think he wants the war to end. I think he's still fearful that if the war ends, his criminal charges are going to come up. And when he's saying earlier after this attack that this attack puts them in a better position towards peace, how does that have any credibility whatsoever? Zero, right?
It doesn't. The same government that pulled off possibly the greatest intelligence operation, history of intelligence operations, when they put bombs in pagers and cell phones,
yeah,
killed 7,000 plus, is the same government that didn't see October 7th coming at all? Not possible. So when we finally get answers, Israelis who I love finally get answers, he's gone. And there is part of that, in my opinion, has been since the beginning, the keeping him in power. And I think it's outrageous. There simply aren't many people left to kill in Gaza. And I meant it when I said there aren't a lot of buildings still standing. I mean, it's 25 miles long, 5 miles wide, and it's a desert. So the United States is the one country that can really influence this because of Israel's friendship to us, mm-hmm, and their dependence.
Colonel, let me just jump in. The phone broke up just very briefly there. So let me pick up on what you said there about our influence and our power with Israel. If you were to provide advice to the commander-in-chief who wants this to end for many reasons, including to win the Nobel Peace Prize, if you were to provide Donald Trump guidance after what happened today, what would you advise him? What would you say to him?
You're the most powerful man in the world, sir. Israel and I are the great friends. We're great friends. We need to figure out a way to get this stopped. It's absolutely that simple. He's got a great relationship with Bibi. Long years. It's time. It's more than time to, as you said, you want to earn the Nobel Peace Prize. Stop this thing.
Yeah. This is Colonel David Hunt, 30-some years of military experience. He's been brilliant with us for multiple decades. So for the folks who listen to this and say, you know what, I understand what you're saying, I understand how this escalates, but I'm never going to trust Hamas for anything they say, so how can you fault for the Israelis to continue going? For that mindset, what do you say to those folks?
I totally agree with them. The problem with the argument is this: killing them all. That's the objective, was kill everybody in Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how many days have we been at this? 900 plus days.
Yep.
Killed over 15,000 terrorists, Hamas terrorists. Plus the, I'm not even counting the 7,000 you killed in Hezbollah, and they should be. The problem is, Hamas has also recruited over 15,000. Killing them all doesn't work, Chad. It's never worked. So they don't want Hamas anywhere near Gaza. The problem with that is, who's going to run Gaza? Because if Israel doesn't step in or Europe doesn't step in, Hamas will fill that vacuum as they did for the last 10 years. So, yes, Hamas are evil. Kill them. How many more? But you have to do something else.
Yeah.
Because what's working now isn't. And by the way, you've got hostages that need to be rescued.
Yeah, exactly. Colonel, let me squeeze in a quick break because I know you want to talk about the National Guard, what's taking place in D.C., what is already taking place in California, what might be headed to Chicago, and who knows how many other cities. So let's make it a brief pause. We'll come back with a great guest. Colonel David Hunt is with us. I'm going to mention this because I believe in it. I'm going tonight. I'm bringing my son. I talk about Quentin a lot for many reasons because I love him so much, and he's led me on such a different journey and a much, much, much better journey than I ever could have imagined. But Quentin has physical challenges. He has dramatic physical challenges. And he's an example of the wide variety of people that Stretch Lab helps. Whether a guy like Dave, who just ran was participating in a triathlon. Whether it's me, who exercises some but not enough. Whether it's somebody who's playing golf, pickleball. Whether you're sitting on the couch. Whether you're a 24-year-old. With significant physical challenges, StretchLab.com will help you. Train specialists, months and months of training, start out with their 50-minute stretch, and they'll give you a great assessment. They'll listen to you if you want to work on the calves, the hamstrings, the IT band. You say, no, I don't want that. I want the neck. I want the upper back. I want the traps. Or the 50-minute one, there's enough time they can work on everything. I've been going for 6 years. I'm not slowing down. You should join me, StretchLab.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Close to 30 years of military experience in so many areas. Very fortunate to have him as a guest. Colonel David Hunt is back with us. We've watched it already, sir, with the president and the National Guard in D.C., clearly military in L.A. months before it. The White House in a press conference while this show is going on continues to tout the success of slowing down crimes, stopping crimes before they take place in D.C. The president with his, you know, Apocalypse Now tweet out at Chicago, basically daring them. You're about to find out why it's called the Department of War. As a man with your military experience, who also knows that we have major cities with too many crimes, where do you stand on what is taking place and what has been ordered by the commander-in-chief?
I hate seeing uniformed soldiers, great National Guard guys. They've did such a phenomenal job during the global war on terror on the streets, American streets, with weapons. Hate it. Just it's wrong. I don't like it. Now, it works. I don't know the crime statistics because I don't think they've had any with Los Angeles because they were already guarding federal buildings, and they had also had deployed Marines. But in D.C., they lowered crime statistics. Here's the problem. They're going to leave because you never got at the root cause of this. The cops need more cops. They need more training and more money. And the elected officials of these cities have got to get serious about crime. So, yeah, it flexing the National Guard and federal officers, ATF, FBI, HSI are in these cities. Great. But at the end of this is now what? And without additional funding, cops, and training, and, Chad, getting at the causes of this crime. Reminds me of the war on drugs, we've lost.
Yeah, right.
We flex, we arrest, we show them, but we never get at the other side, which is the use. This is the same problem. And then, by the way, the problem with the guard guys is they're only they have to be on orders for 30 days, which they're not. They're on for 29. Why is that important? Because they would get per diem money to live in D.C. And that's criminal as far as I'm concerned. You're screwing the soldiers by having them on 29 days of duty instead of the 30.
Yeah.
So people want to talk about loving soldiers.
Right.
Pay them.
Yeah.
Pay them.
Yeah. Live up to what all those folks know what happens with one more day. You know, your first part is a part that a lot of people are going to pick up or listening right now who respect you are going to say, yeah, I heard the colonel right away say it's working. Now, whether the White House and their stats are accurate compared to D.C., we need to see him and have the debate. Clearly, the White House engages in hyperbole in pretty much every single thing about what they do. But for the folks who say, you know what? I got a crime issue and I live in Chicago. I have a crime issue. I live in Minneapolis. I have a crime issue in more major cities. And we wish we had the National Guard to slow it down. What do you say to those folks?
Yes. Okay.
Colonel, did I lose you there? Oh, I don't know. What's that? Why don't you pop that down just for a second? That's kind of what popped up before in the first part of the segment. Why don't you pop him back up again here? Colonel, do you have
Chicago's me? Chicago's still the problem.
Yeah. Go ahead. We lost you just the first 10 seconds of your answer. Go ahead. I'm sorry. The phone just broke up. No problem.
Sorry. So can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, totally fine.
Yeah, the problem is that the statistics will go down. Then the National Guard will leave, and the federal cops at night will leave. And the crime's going to come back. You've got to get at the reason of the crime. You got to have public officials who really care about this. And you need more cops and more money and more training.
Yeah.
Period. So to all of these cities, they're going to get National Guard and federal police. We'll see a drop in crime for 30 to 60 days.
Yeah.
But the cops in Chicago or Los Angeles, wherever else they're going to do this, in D.C., which is a different thing because of the federal part, are going to still have the same problem. I would love to hear what the next step is, not just showing me great guard guys and cops in tactical gear running around doing their jobs. I would like to see what are you going to do? We're not going to hear that. We're not hearing the next step, which is a long-term problem, both for public policy and for enforcement.
Last thing, since we last chatted, the president has decided the Department of Defense doesn't work. We know the president loves branding. We know that's a huge part of his success throughout his life, whether it's personally, professionally, politically. So now it's the Department of War. As an individual, as a part of the military, 29-some years, what do you think of that decision?
You got to be kidding me. First of all, you can't rename it. It's a Title 10. Congress can rename it. Now what are you going to do? You're going to name going to have T-shirts now? You want T-shirts to say Department of the War? And Hegstaff wants to be called the Secretary of War? No. It's silly. You can't change it without Congress. The title, as I said, Title 10. And they're not going to change the stationery, apparently. Of course they're not. I don't understand. Here's the thing, Chad. All this talk from the Secretary of Defense about lethality and we're going to be warriors now, there's not a single program, not a single program from the Department of Defense on lethality or making soldiers better warriors. We have a great army, the best army on the planet. And any military is to get better. But this one, this is a great military. And with issues, of course. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Guard have issues. But just saying lethality, there's no background backup.
Right.
There's been nothing done to there's no meat on that bone. And changing a name and running around and saying words lethality and warrior doesn't get it done.
Yeah, the idea that now countries are going to fear us more because we switch to the Secretary of War is just it's nonsense. Great stuff as always. Thank you so much for reaching out. Be well. I'm thinking maybe 3 wins for the Patriots this year, so hang in there.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Right off. Oh, right at the end.
Yeah, right at the end. Right about out of time. When I'm out of time, you know. Thank you, Colonel. Colonel David Hunt. I don't know what was going on with the phone. Is that us or is that him?
That was kind of weird.
Yeah,
at the end, he just hung up. He didn't even say goodbye. You upset him.
We're truth tellers here. We got JJ. They got Drake. Come on. We'll be broadcasting the Super Bowl victory parade right here. They got to come down 7th.
Should be nice.
Right in the middle of the day?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to park really far away. That's my main concern.
Oh,
how about this? Linda's Time Check. It's time for me to stop talking. It's time for you to upgrade your roof with impact-resistant GAF asphalt shingles. In fact, 75% off insulation labor through September 30th.
It's also Twins Ticket Tuesday, you know.
It is Twins Ticket Tuesday.
Twins Yankees next Tuesday, week from today.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
The Yankees?
Yes. Dollar Dogs, Twins Yankees?
Aaron
Come on, be the third
Judge,
caller
the
when
Yankees.
You hear the thing.
Not now, when you hear the thing.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.